Minnesota 3A Representative David Dill joins us this morning. Good morning, Representative.
Morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. We spoke earlier in the week with Senator Tom Bach and looked ahead a little bit about what to expect in the Minnesota Senate during the 2014 season. And we'd like to talk to you about the House and what's on the agenda that you see. I realize it's not till the end of February, but it's not too early to start thinking about certain things. What do you see basically as the big issues that the House is going to tackle this year?
Well, the number one issue will be a statewide bonding bill that is generally done in the second year of a biennium. First year, we do the budget, which we have done and completed the budget. In fact, it's the first budget since I have been here in the Minnesota legislature for 12 years. That is actually not fraught with gimmicks and paybacks and shifts and things that people are pretty familiar with. And so we're looking forward to having some more structural integrity in the budget in the coming years. The bonding bill will be somewhere, I think, short of $1 billion. And that has to do with statewide bonding money that is borrowed and then used for projects of regional significance and statewide significance. We pay that back over 20 years plus interest. That's the normal course of business. Usually the maximum amount that bonding houses recommend that states borrow is a 3% of your biennial budget. So it's pretty easy math. You got $33 billion in a two-year cycle in your general fund. About $1 billion is the number that you can borrow. Generally, it's been short of that, especially during the plenty years. We had lower numbers than that. So that's probably the number one issue. The one thing that we're working very hard on is to get additional money to finish up in the bonding bill for the Lutzen community to finish up the drinking water component of the larger project that we got $3.2 million for last year out of Lutzen to run the water pipe up the hill. And people are pretty familiar with that. But we need one more million for that to complete the drinking water component. So that's the item that's before us in Cook County.
Okay, well, what about minimum wage? We talked with Senator Bach a lot about that. The House did pass a minimum wage figure. It never came about, but the Senate did too. They're a bit apart. How do you see that playing out?
Well, that's a good question for my senator, because I took the vote on the House bill, affirmative yes, to raise the minimum wage. And it was not able to work out as you described. And so essentially, except in the case of a new bill or a conference committee that works out the differences between the two bills, the leadership and the governor are going to play a strong role in this. And, you know, we're very blessed to have, as a majority leader of the Minnesota Senate, Senator Tom Bach. And he's a strong leader. He's a strong leader with the knowledge of what our local communities need. And I'm anxious to see that move forward. If a minimum wage is a controversial issue, I've had a few businesses in Grand Marais that have contacted me, just a couple, and are very upset about a minimum wage increase. But when I live in northeastern Minnesota and live in the state and understand what it takes to just eke by, and many times below or near the poverty line, particularly when a family's involved, I think that it's time to raise the minimum wage. Some people believe that it is necessary to index it to inflation, to put it on so-called autopilot, so that we don't have to deal with these things in the future. I'm going to wait and see what the debate on that is as it gets through conference committees or new bills come about and new votes are taken. You know, I think that the legislature needs to have control over important issues. That's what you vote for us. That's what you, the people in Cook County, voted for me to make those decisions on their behalf. But if it's the will of the legislature to do that, put it on autopilot, then that's what will happen.
Well, you are heavily involved in environmental issues on committees and elsewhere in the legislature. What do you see for yourself as interesting issues that might come up with respect to the environment in one way or the other?
Well, there's when it comes to environment in Minnesota, it's such a vast array of environmental issues because our state is so long north and south, and from Grand Marais to Grand Forks, it's so wide and has such a diverse landscape that it's just amazing how many different things can be before us at one time. Now, in the Northeast and in my committee that I chair, the Environment and Natural Resources Policy Committee, we're going to be taking testimony from the DNR on the wolf season, the last two wolf seasons. Mm-hmm. And we have invited those who support or oppose the wolf season to come in and testify to the committee on an informational basis only. There won't be any bill before us. But, you know, there is a fair amount of people, certainly not a plurality, that oppose the wolf season. And I've learned over my many years in public service, 25 now, not all in the legislature, but 25 years of public service, that a lot of times the same message comes from a whole lot of people. Well, that's one message. And somebody someday might just walk into a committee hearing and say something that nobody knew that we should take under consideration, that nobody had thought of. And so for that reason, I'm inviting people back in to a committee to bring forth information, hopefully, that will lead us into the future on that issue. We're also at the very beginning, something that affects the Northeast and Cook County, is at the very beginning of session, we're going to receive a report on the information available on the moose study that the DNR has been conducting. And right now they're out counting moose. You probably know that, and your listeners probably know that. And it should be very good conditions to do so because of the snow cover, et cetera. And so we're going to try and gather. Now, I think it might be too early, but we'll see, to make a conclusion or come to some idea of why our moose population is declining. But we certainly want to get the information out to the public as soon as possible. Beyond that, I understand that the Environment and Natural Resources Finance Committee is planning an informational hearing on financial assurances when it comes to non-ferrous mining. And I just learned of that yesterday. That is not my committee. That is a Metropolitan Members Committee, Representative Gene Wagenius. And I understand that they're having a hearing, informational hearing, prior session, where the DNR will come in and explain to the committee exactly how financial assurances will work, not only for the project that's immediately before the agencies, which is PolyMet, but others in the future. And that way the legislature, although all of those things are in place currently, will have a better understanding of how they work. And then members can decide if they need to be strengthened or weakened or more of one type of assurance, or how that lays out, and if they want to introduce any bills or not.
Okay, we've been speaking with Minnesota 3A Representative David Dill. We will speak with you again before the start of the session, and hopefully we will speak with you as often as you like during the session. Keep us up to date what's going on, and it's always good to talk to you, sir, and thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, well, I hope everybody's staying warm. It's not nearly as cold here in St. Paul this morning as it was yesterday. It was 8 below yesterday morning, but I know
it's pretty nice now.
It's really been cold. Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Good talk to you. Bye-bye.